Hi everyone, my name is Keisha Martin. Welcome to my first podcast. Please follow me on social media, which is on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. I have a lot of videos also, as well as a group that I share a lot of information and some candids with that. Now, today's message is how to be in vibrational alignment with the things that you want. And what does that mean? A lot of times we hear about like the law of attraction, manifesting, and finding ways within ourselves to remove the blockages so that way we can achieve the desired goals and of dreams that we wanted. Now, I wanted to do this because there's times that I've heard of affirmations, I've even tried them, we've done vision boards, and if you have tried these things and have not had the luck that you want, this is a message for you, okay? The reason why they may not be working is because you're having a challenge getting to the actual root of the problem, all right? And to get to the root, it means to actually identify things on a spirit level and the vibrational energy that you are sending out to God or the universe, okay? I use them together, believe in God, however, I have a way of believing that the energies and everything around us is a way of connecting and working in harmony to bring things to and from you. Now, when you send signals out and you're asking for things to come to you, whether you're doing it in prayers, an affirmation, a vision board, or however you may be conveying this message out, if you have any levels of doubt within you, you are also sending out the vibrational message that you do not want this or you're not ready for that. As a result, what you're going to get is exactly what you are sending out. So in this example, you're sending out two wavelengths. There's one wavelength where you're saying, yes, that I am ready. I am ready for the love of my life. I am ready for this financial blessing. I am ready for this new job. I am ready for this family, this new house, this new car. Whatever the case may be, you are putting out a signal that you are ready. Okay? And when you're placing that signal out there, you will start to see what you are looking for. So let's stay on the example of a relationship, okay? For example, if you are wanting the love of your life and you finally meet somebody and things are going great, but then you haven't gotten over the levels of pain or past experiences that you've had with other relationships, then once he does or she does something that resembles something that created fear in you or pain in you from the past, what happens is you start to resist. You start to have fear. You start to wonder if this is the right person. Those signals start to go off in your brain saying, oh no, this isn't the right thing. And inadvertently, you now send out a new signal, which is fear that you don't want this, okay? And the universe and this person, although they may not be conscious of this, the person may not be conscious of this, they'll start to receive this message and start to pull away or pull back. Same as if it's a house, if you could have a deal that you were getting ready to buy a home, and then all of a sudden the deal starts to go awry because you start to worry, is will it go through? Will certain things come up financially, or are they going to change their mind? Will the buyers change their mind? Once you have this duality in thought, then the universe will create the duality in vibrationals to match. And this is why things do not work out in your favor the way that you may be looking or seeking for. Okay? So, in essence, you are getting the answer that you asked for, but it's not the answer that you hoped for. So, the answer that you're asking for is yes, I want this, and at the same time, no, I'm scared to receive it. And the universe is granting you just that. It's sending it to you and it's pulling it away just as you are asking for it and just as you are pushing it too. So, in order to manifest or bring things into you correctly, you must find the things that pull the fear and pull the doubt away from you so that way you can remove that and move within trust, faith, and complete harmony.